WDGY wishes you and yours a Happy New Year.
It's known them all.
WDGY. Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville, Paul Johnson at 446. Dallas is drawing first blood in the Super Bowl. Touchdown pass by a 30-yarder from Roger Staubach has put them ahead 6-0. Efren Herrera missed the extra point, so it stands right there 6-0. Minnesota Vikings just got the ball back on the kick. They're pretty much just underway in the first quarter, and we'll keep you up to date with that football game. If you happen to be sitting around today just relaxing, enjoying yourself on this New Year's Day, why don't you give us a call? Tell us what song you'd like to hear at 888-4444.
Strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart.
WDGY. It's Angel of the Morning and Melba Montgomery with Paul. It's 4:50. Minnesota Vikings down 6-0 so far in the NFC Championship game to Dallas. They've still got a lot of time to come back. A lot of well-wishing fans on the phones today. Nice to hear from them. Keep those fingers crossed. Let's root for those Vikings. Here's C.W. McCall.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Blasting the Bears off your field. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, that's C.W. McCall and Convoy. It's 4:54 with Paul. Over the nation, the United Press International count shows there have been at least 201 traffic deaths nationwide since the holiday weekend began at 6 o'clock local time. We Friday, and we'd like to remind you to drive safely because we like you just the way you are, too. WDGY. With news, here's Ron Rohr.
Thank you, Paul, and good afternoon, everyone. Mine is 16 degrees Celsius. It's 3 degrees Fahrenheit currently in the Twin Cities. Lows tonight 0 to 5 degrees below zero. As Paul mentioned a couple of seconds ago, the Vikes getting off to a slow start. Dallas is leading now 6-0 as the game just getting underway. NFC Championship game in Dallas. Over in the AFC, the Denver Broncos scoring a 20-17 victory over the Oakland Raiders at Mile High Stadium in Denver this afternoon to capture their first American Football Conference title ever. Denver's winning touchdown came in the fourth quarter on a pass from quarterback Greg Morton to Haven Moses. And again, the Dallas Cowboys leading the Vikes 6-0. That game is just getting underway. We'll keep you posted. Southern Minnesota has 6 inches to a foot of new snow on the ground this evening. Redwood and Zumbrota got a foot of snow. 6 to 9 inches of new snow common across the southern third of the state. Temperatures this morning mostly below zero. International Falls at 18 below. Hibbing, 13 below. Bemidji, 11 below zero. St. Cloud, Minnesota, 10 degrees below zero. Here in the Twin Cities, we hit 3 below last night. Those temperatures warm to around zero this afternoon. The new year left no doubt that winter really is here. Striking bank tellers in Wilmer, Minnesota may be out of a job. Citizens National Bank President Leo Persch said in a letter to the women employees that he may hire permanent replacements in the immediate future. 8 members of the Wilmer Bank Employees Association walked off their jobs December 16th. They say the bank discriminates against women in hiring, pay, and promotions. The union's attorney says the women may file a charge of unfair labor practices with the National Labor Relations Board. The new year also means a change in the way used motor oil is handled. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says an oil recycling law effective today should provide environmental benefits and oil savings. That law requires that those who sell motor oil must also provide collection tanks for used oil or post the location of the nearest oil recycling center within 10 miles. As of today, New Year's Day, the sale of 23-channel CB radios is illegal. After the first of the year, the FCC has ruled that all CBs must be capable of receiving and transmitting on 40 channels. In the mad rush to get rid of all those 23-channel units, a lot of dealers had to sell at cut-rate prices. And Sam Yarish, who distributes CBs in the Twin Cities area, says that's going to mean an end to the popularity of selling and servicing CB radios.
I think the whole push and all excitement of what has happened is over with. The dealer is going to be more skeptical on how to handle it. His profit, don't forget, he lost a lot of money. You're talking about a dealer who might have paid $230, for example, for maybe a $400 single sideband that he has had to turn around and sell that thing for $99.95. So it becomes a very skeptical thing.
A rural Brainerd, Minnesota man died shortly after midnight in the head-on collision on a county road. The victim, 19-year-old Jamie England, three people were injured. England becomes the first person to die on Minnesota roads this year. An Air India 747 jumbo jet crashed today in the Arabian Sea. The Indian National News Agency says there is no likelihood that any of the 213 persons aboard the jetliner survived. Parks Ron Lyle, an ex-convict who ranks number three among heavyweight contenders, is being held by Colorado police this evening on murder charges. Lyle is accused of shooting to death 39-year-old Vernon Clark in the boxer's home New Year's Eve. And President Carter is in India for a friendly and largely ceremonial two-day visit, but once again, events in the Middle East are overshadowing his nine-day overseas tour. Mr. Carter is due to meet with Egyptian President Sadat on Wednesday for several hours between visits to Saudi Arabia and France, and President Sadat now indicates he's closing the gap on how to establish a Palestinian state. It's 4:59. North Country weather's next.
It starts tomorrow, the first big savings event of the year. Montgomery Ward's Trainload Appliance Sale. Great money-saving values throughout the store. Super buys on sewing machines, vacuum cleaners, freezers, refrigerators, electronic ovens, TVs, stereos, CBs, water heaters, and dehumidifiers. Ward's has huge savings on large and small appliances for every room in your home. Take advantage of the tremendous savings during the Trainload Appliance Sale starting tomorrow at Montgomery Ward.
Here's the WDGY official weather for St. Paul, Minneapolis, and New Hope. Look for increasing cloudiness and a chance of a few light snow flurries through tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low 0 to 5 below 0, high tomorrow near 15 above. The chances of measurable precipitation tomorrow 20%. This is Ron Rohr. Good afternoon at 5 o'clock. It's now 3 degrees officially at WDGY, Minneapolis.
WDGY, it's Freddie Fender before the next teardrop falls. Not Paul Johnson, it's 5:02. Good afternoon to you. WDGY. Hello, Mary Lou. That's Rick Nelson.
I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing. And somehow I knew from that moment on that it would be a lifetime thing.
Long live his name.
Goodbye, Elvis. We'll miss you.
WDGY. King is gone. That's Ronnie McDowell. Tribute to Elvis. It's 5:52 with Paul. Good to have you along this afternoon. We have 3 degrees above zero now, and Minnesota Vikings down to almost the end of the first half in the game with the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas on top. They're also marching 13-6. Dallas has the ball with about 40 seconds left to go or so in the end of the first half. They're knocking on the door of the Vikings, and we'll bring you up to date with what's going on with the football game when Ron Rohr comes along with news in just moments. Had a request for Bobby Vinton. And roses are red.
Roses are red in my love.
You.
WDGY. That's Roses Are Red, Bobby Vinton. Paul Johnson along with you and the Minnesota Vikings. Dallas Cowboys playing in Dallas for the NFC Championship and the right to meet the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. Right now it's 13-6 coming down to the end of the first half. We'll keep you updated with the score of that football game. Now with WDGY News, here's Ron Rohr.
Thank you, Paul, and good evening, everyone. It's 3 degrees currently in the Twin Cities at 5 minutes before 6 o'clock. And, of course, as we await the half and, of course, eventually the end of the Dallas and Vikings game this afternoon in the NFC. We keep in mind that Denver won this afternoon, the right to play whoever wins this Dallas-Minnesota game this evening. Broncos gaining a berth in the January 15th Super Bowl by beating the defending Super Bowl champion Oakland Raiders this afternoon 20-17. A snow emergency is in effect for St. Paul. All cars must be off North and South Streets if you haven't done so already. Work to begin on East-West Streets in St. Paul tomorrow morning. And in Minneapolis, the main arterial is already being cleared. Work on residential streets will begin tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in Minneapolis. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office says ice on the lakes in the Twin Cities may not be very safe despite two cold snaps of below-zero weather the past couple of days. The Sheriff's Office says at least six cars have broken through the ice at Lake Minnetonka since Wednesday. Most government offices and banks in Minnesota will be closed tomorrow in observance of New Year's Day. The Postal Service says post offices will be closed and there will be no regular mail service. Mail shopping centers, major shopping centers in the Twin Cities will be open, however. Veteran Twin City sportscaster and sports writer Halsey Hall dying yesterday afternoon in suburban St. Louis Park. He was 79. Hall was the voice of the Minnesota Twins until 1973. The body of a canoeist missing in a northeastern Minnesota river since September has been found along Lake Superior. The body of 26-year-old Bill Wallace was found northeast of the Brule River on a beach in Lake Superior. He drowned near Grand Marais September 26th. The body of his brother was discovered the same day. Their canoe upset in a river following heavy fall rains. An Air India 747 jumbo jetliner disintegrated shortly after takeoff from Bombay today and crashed into the Arabian Sea, apparently killing all 216 persons aboard in history's third worst air disaster. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat hinted today that he might be ready to throw his support behind President Carter's call for a Palestinian homeland tied to Jordan. The two leaders will meet in Egypt on Wednesday. Mr. Carter made the third stop today in his seven-nation goodwill tour, receiving a warm welcome from 100,000 people who lined New Delhi streets and from Indian officials who called him a crusader for freedom. Secretary of State Vance says the U.S. will go ahead with plans for him to return the Crown of St. Stephen to Hungary on Friday in light of court rejections of efforts to restrain the actions. Number three heavyweight contender Ron Lyle is in jail this evening on a first-degree murder charge in connection with the fatal shooting of his former trainer at Lyle's home in Lakewood, Colorado, a suburb of Denver, last night. And a report from the Center for National Security Studies says the Carter administration did very little during its first year to reform U.S. intelligence agencies, despite abuses revealed in congressional investigations. It's 5:58 at WDGY. North Country Weather's next.
It starts tomorrow, the first big savings event of the year. Montgomery Ward's Trainload Appliance Sale. Great money-saving values throughout the store. Super buys on sewing machines, vacuum cleaners, freezers, refrigerators, electronic ovens, TVs, stereos, CBs, water heaters, and dehumidifiers. Ward's has huge savings on large and small appliances for every room in your home. Take advantage of the tremendous savings during the Trainload Appliance Sale starting tomorrow at Montgomery Ward's.
Here's an update on the game this afternoon. At the half, it's Dallas 16, Minnesota 6. Dallas 16 or Vikings 6. That's a halftime score. Whoever wins plays Denver for the Super Bowl. WDGY invites you to be a part of our news team. For the best news tip, we'll present a man's or lady's Novus Digital Watch. You can be eligible for a news watch by calling us at 881-9246 when you see news happen. WDGY official weather for St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Wayzata. Look for variable cloudiness and a chance of occasional light snow or flurries tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight around zero, possibly 0 to 5 below, and a high tomorrow 15 degrees. The chances of measurable precipitation tomorrow 20%. Good evening. This is Ron Rohr. At 6 o'clock, it's 3 degrees at WDGY, Minneapolis.
Lion Eyes, the Eagles with Paul Johnson at 6:06. Minnesota Vikings trailing Dallas at the half, 16-6.
Mama never seemed to miss the finer things of life. Goodbye to Daddy.
WDGY, that's Emmylou Harris and Two Daddy at 6:09 with Paul. And keep your fingers crossed for the Minnesota Vikings at the half. Dallas is on top. 16-6, the Minnesota Vikings have to come up with 10 points and more. At least in the second half, they're going to beat Dallas. Keep your fingers crossed, though. Could happen. 6:09, here's Charlie Rich, rolling with the flow.
Once was a thought inside my head.
WDGY, that's Rolling with the Flow. Charlie Rich, 6:11 with Paul. How are you doing? Auditions at the Shoestring Playhouse for the Big White Fog will be held January 4th and 5th. For more information, call 522-4111. And WDGY wants to remind you, if you live in Minneapolis tonight, don't park your car in a snow emergency route. From 9 o'clock till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, snow emergency routes are going to be plowed. Leaving your car in the street there is just inviting a $15 ticket. Now, if you live on an east-west residential street in Minneapolis, from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning till 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, parking is prohibited. And in Minneapolis on north-south streets, don't park your car from 8 o'clock Tuesday morning to 8 o'clock Wednesday morning. Now, the Southwest Experimental Area is different. If you want more information on the Southwest Experimental Area, give us a call at WDGY. Alley plowing begins at 8 o'clock tonight in Minneapolis. In St. Paul, they hope to have had all the north-south streets plowed by 6 o'clock tonight. That would have been 12 minutes ago. East-west residential streets will begin being plowed tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So keep that in mind. A snow emergency effect for both St. Paul and Minneapolis. Temperatures tonight kind of cold, 4 to 8 degrees below zero. Then up to 14 to 18 degrees tomorrow, still with lots of wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour out of the northwest. Right now it's 3 degrees, WDGY.